ラジオ ETC。 出演は国立公園公式認定ワイルドライフガイド、ワイルドキャンプ所属のビリーエンコマさん、サウスルワングア国立公園認定ロッジマネージャーオスカーロジャーズさん、そしてスウェーデン出身の環境コンサルタントのペオ・エクベリさんです。ザンビアのサファリガイドは他の国々のガイドと大きく異なっている点がありました。それは世界環境調査の旅を経験したこともあるペオさん、そして奥様のサトコさんがザンビアに強く惹かれた理由の一つでもありました。
Before you start the safari, you sit in the car, open car, and before they start the engine, the guide stands up and tells the rules. Don't feed the animals, don't talk too loud,
do not litter,
don't litter, don't smoke, and if you smoke, you have to do it when we have a break, etc. And this is very unusual. I mean, people who have been to Kenya or other countries, maybe South Africa, they will notice that they are not so ethical, the guides. These are called ethical guides, like in Zambia, because they obey the rules.
Yeah. Respect nature.
And that's what I
and
felt.
And,
yeah, me and Satoko, me and my wife, when we were there the first time, we were so surprised. Finally, we found something good, because in other countries like Kenya or Peru, even in South Africa, South America, they do everything to please the customer. And you create a vicious circle.
That's not an ethical guide.
Yeah,
that's the makes at least the fighting, as not little fighting, but most guests, those who I don't understand, like makes for people afraid. I mean, yeah, Mexican when you come there, because no, we've been like in my case last year, I met a guest who shouting at me because we
really
Yeah, because what it is, we find the line, but it was a bit distance, about 200 meters. And we said, let's go there. I said, no, I'm not allowed to do that.
Yeah, off-road, cannot go off the road, right?
No, I cannot go. This is, man. But what? I've been in South Africa, I've been in Kenya, Tanzania. No, that is East Africa, but this is Southern Africa.
There is not Zambia and our laws in this park.
Yeah, it's not.
We've got different laws.
Yeah, we have different laws, and the guide we need to... They were very close. Mm. I said, no, whatever you can do, I can't even go there.
But it's understanding. He, the guest, does not understand.
No.
He doesn't understand. Because
that's
you know,
why he behaves in this way.
Yeah. Mm.
But he hasn't got the...
So you see, you create a problem by not obeying the laws of nature. You might get a benefit, a very short-sighted benefit. But in the long term, you create a problem not only for the park, but for other parks who obey the rules, right? So that's why me and Satoko too want to support South Luangwa as much as we can in our power, because this is worth to save and spread information about in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we feel, you know.
Yeah. And I agree.
And Billy is a very good guide.
Yeah.
Very good guide there.
Zambia のサファリガイドはなぜ他の国々のガイドと異なっているのか、その理由を探る過程でノーマン・カーというとても重要な人物の名前を知ることになりました。次回はそのお話です。